Nuclear pulsed rockets. Another distant possibility is to use a series of mini-nuclear bombs to propel a starship. In Project Orion, mini-atomic bombs were to be ejected out the back of the rocket in sequence, so that the spacecraft would ride on the shock waves created by these mini-hydrogen bombs. On paper, such a design could take a spacecraft close to the speed of light. Originally conceived in 1947 by Stanislaw Ulam, who helped to design the first hydrogen bombs, the idea was further developed by Ted Taylor, one of the chief designers of nuclear warheads for the U.S. military, and physicist Freeman Dyson of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. In the late 1950s and 1960s, elaborate calculations were made for this interstellar rocket. It was estimated that such a starship could make it to Pluto and back within a year, with a top cruising velocity of 10% the speed of light. But even at that speed, it would take about 44 years to reach the nearest star. Scientists have speculated that a space ark powered by such a rocket would have to cruise for centuries, with a multi-generational crew whose offspring would be born and spend all their lives on the space ark in order that their descendants could reach the nearby stars. In 1959, General Atomics issued a report estimating the size of an Orion spacecraft. The largest version, called the Super Orion, would weigh 8 million tons, have a diameter of 400 meters, and be energized by over 1,000 hydrogen bombs. But one major problem with the project was the possibility of contamination via nuclear fallout during launch. Dyson estimated that the nuclear fallout from each launch could cause fatal cancers in 10 people. In addition, the electromagnetic pulse, EMP, for such a launch would be so great that it could cause massive short circuits in neighboring electrical systems. The signing of the Limited Test Ban Treaty in 1963 sounded the death knell of the project. Eventually, the main driving force pushing the project, nuclear bomb designer Ted Taylor, gave up. He once confided to me that he finally became disillusioned with the project when he realized that the physics behind mini nuclear bombs could also be used by terrorists to create portable nuclear bombs. Although the project was canceled because it was deemed too dangerous, its namesake lives on in the Orion spacecraft, which NASA has chosen to replace the space shuttle in 2010. The concept of a nuclear-fired rocket was briefly resurrected by the British Interplanetary Society from 1973 to 1978. With Project Daedalus, a preliminary study to see if an unmanned starship could be built that could reach the Barnard Star, 5.9 light-years from Earth. Barnard's star was chosen because it was conjectured that it might have a planet. Since then, astronomers Jill Tarter and Margaret Turnbull have compiled a list of 17,129 nearby stars that could have planets supporting life. The most promising candidate is Epsilon Indi A, 11.8 light-years away. The rocket ship planned for Project Daedalus was so huge that it would have had to be constructed in outer space. It would weigh 54,000 tons, nearly all of its weight in rocket fuel, and could attain 7.1% of the speed of light with a payload of 450 tons. Unlike Project Orion, which used tiny fission bombs, Project Daedalus would use mini-hydrogen bombs with a deuterium-helium-3 mixture ignited by electron beams. Because of the formidable technical problems facing it, as well as concerns over its nuclear propulsion system, Project Daedalus was also shelved indefinitely.